On today's episode of Help, I Sexted My Boss,
William's been in trouble with the law.
We're disagreeing about Christmas decorations.
One of our G&D divas has taken an inappropriate deep breath.
And the podcast gets very cheesy, literally.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas, like what is the best way to remove sprinkle sparkle spunk from cotton sheets?
Get Jack Callahan back, we'll ask him.
How do I deal with the prospect of being rimmed live on stage by Campman? I'm not getting rimmed.
Neither am I.
It's Ben. And what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we? William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not Jordan North, new Capital Breakfast host as of April. Here we go. This one's from Lizzie. I asked for it. She delivered. I'm more noble. You're more global.
Very good.
There we go. Thank you,
Thank
Lizzie.
You. For our friends not in the radio industry, global-owned Capital Radio.
Yes, indeed.
And many other brands as well. Right, should we get straight to it?
Yes, do you want to do the Debonair? We've got a new Cornish Blue Flamingo Gin.
What
a pretty bottle.
Now, with this, do we put the gin in first or the Debonair? How's it going to...
Very good. Probably, if it's following Clotted Cream, we'd put the Debonair in first and the gin in last.
Oh, okay. So
it's got a lovely waxy seal.
I'm going to have a good drink today, should I?
Oh, you have a drink.
I've got a DJ gig after this.
I think doing it drunk is obligatory.
Do you? Oh.
Oh, it's high pitch in Cornwall, isn't it?
Oh. That was a... All right.
Well, you said you wanted a drink.
Okay.
I would like to toast...
Who?
Everyone that was born on the 29th of February. Obviously, this year it was a leap year. I said a couple of weeks ago in the etiquettomology that if the 29th of February is a non-day, it's not legally recognised. I stand corrected by quite a few people. It's been legally recognised since 1750.
Oh, okay.
So if you had a birthday on the 29th of February, I'm sorry for making you not exist. Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday. Just proves that not all experts are actually... correct all the time.
Delicious.
Oh, I need a drink today. Should I?
Do you? I want you to down that.
Yeah.
Go on. No. We like to drink with Jordan.
I've got a DJ gig after this.
Yes, but who cares? You've got hours to go until
Let's
that.
Just slow and steady.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you really want.
It's been a day, William.
Has it been a day? This is an afternoon record, everybody.
It's been a day. It's been a day. At 8 o'clock this morning, I had to do a pot noodle.
Yes, I know. I was there.
Advert with William Hansen.
We had great fun.
We did. I know we always talk about him, but I'm low-key obsessed with your friend Freddie.
Viral Freddie.
Viral Freddie. He's...
TM.
He's more like William than William. It's like living in the Matrix, a parallel universe. In fact, he makes William look like a scaffolder from Scunthorpe. Honestly, I'm just fascinated by him.
I know. We went for breakfast afterwards and you had him on one side of you and me on the other side.
And he just
very much like that dream I had.
Just comes out and stuff like, I was pissed as a fart. And he's just so posh. He's like, yes, UPF.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Ultra-processed food.
Processed.
Processed food. He's so posh, and I'm not quite nailing the accent, and it's pissing me off.
No, but it's, I would say that is the closest you've come to actually impersonating
darling,
anybody.
Darling. No, he goes, darling. Oh, darling. No,
that's too high.
I said, Freddie, I like your signet ring. He went, I've got a guy. He will sort you out. Don't you worry. Can I have your number? And I'll pass it on to him. He's...
And why are you inquiring about a signet ring?
I want a signet ring.
Oh, I see.
And he went, you need, do you know, he said to me, and I quote, do you know your family's crest? I was like, what? He's like, do you know the North Crest?
I think it's the same as HMP prisons, isn't it?
I was like,
it's a joke, it's not.
I'm not aware of it. Oh, don't worry, I'll have a look online for you now. Yes, are your family from Wales? I said originally, yeah. He went, right, I found a crest. I went, shall I just get my initials on it? And he turned and looked at me and paused and went...
Oh, no, don't do initials.
Common.
I love the fact that you now want a signet ring. A couple of weeks ago, it was a 3-star Michelin restaurant. Now it's a signet ring.
And he's filthy.
He's got a very dirty sense of humour. Are you enjoying being back on Saturday Night Takeaway?
I'm absolutely loving it, yeah. I had self-shoot Alex with me last week.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so...
As your own viral Freddie, I believe.
Does Chairman Emeritus Stewart know that he's been... temping? Not temping? Not freelancing? What's the other word? Moonlighting.
Moonlight.
Yeah. Okay, good. I forgot how much I just love being backstage. I just geek out. Like, when they tell me, they say, oh, you're clear now, you've done your bit, I just stay and watch the rest of rehearsals. Aww. I'm like this.
I know, but he sent us a nice video of you sitting in the audience just watching some rehearsal.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the pressure hose? Which was on the first week. At the time of recording, Jordan hasn't done the second week, so God knows what happened.
It was fully improvised.
I could tell.
I licked a pressure hose because it was spur of the moment. I thought, I need to...
It was all a bit Miley Cyrus.
It was very Miley Cyrus, and you only get a couple of minutes, and I thought, well, I want it to be memorable.
It was absolutely memorable.
So I licked a pressure hose and then washed a dirty tie.
Squirted on the television centre sign.
Did you have to say squirted?
What? Well, you did. That's what you do with the pressure hose.
How posh did I sound then?
Oh, Jordan, are you not aware of what is happening to you?
Did you hear how I said squirted then? I went, don't say squirted.
Yeah.
Squirted. Oh, she squirted.
Honestly, 8th of April, it's going to sound like Classic FM, not Capital.
Good evening.
Welcome. Good evening. It's a breakfast show.
Oh God, I need to get my head around this. Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot to remember. Good morning. Welcome to the breakfast show. Yeah, you should have seen my DMs after I like that.
Yeah.
Oh God. Not really, pretty much all saying the same thing. I'd love you to lick my power hose.
Oh. Why do people think it's appropriate to send that?
I don't know, but yeah, the DMs were popping.
Well, you've set a very high bar. What are you going to do to top it?
I beg your pardon. I can't wait for you to see this weekend's Saturday Night Takeaway.
Oh, really?
So this is going out on Tuesday.
Can you tell me now?
I can't tell you, but you're going to love my costume.
Okay. Well, I'll record it.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
Yeah. Nice. Ooh. Okay.
All I say is I've not worn...
Does it involve a cape?
Doesn't involve a cape, but I've not worn them since... What I'm wearing, I've not worn since I was a child.
A nappy.
It's not a nappy.
Okay. Or a diaper for our American listeners.
Diaper. How's your week been? What have you been up to?
Well, Jordan, where do I begin? Can I just clarify before I go any further? You don't read, really. You don't pay much attention to that WhatsApp group, do you?
You know how busy and flooded my WhatsApps get.
Oh, yes.
So I keep an eye on it, and I...
286, I think, was the last tally.
So when I'm not up to date on the WhatsApp group, I just put stuff in like, great work here, guys.
Yeah, the young Mr. Grace approach.
Keep doing what you're doing, like loving your work, that kind of thing, which I think pisses everyone else. But what happened this week?
Well, Jordan, so I was in Geneva for work mm-hmm. for 2 nights, doing research. I was doing some writing for an upcoming book, more on that in a few weeks.
That.
And also,
that gin's good, man.
I had a meeting. I went to go and visit a finishing school in Switzerland.
I thought you were in Switzerland.
Yes.
A Finnish school.
No. A
Very good. This new hours. This me not working in the afternoon anymore. I am, honestly.
Anyway, I was at a finishing school.
Oh, okay.
And yesterday at time of recording, I go through security at Geneva Airport, airport security. And anyway, they pulled my bag aside for a routine inspection. And all was fine. They handed it back to me. But as they were handing it back, they hadn't actually zipped up the bag. So literally everything fell out. Bit of a nightmare, but whatever. And they were very apologetic and were helping me put it back together.
How did they apologise?
I'm not...
Please.
Jordans, when you hear what comes next, I don't think at this stage I should be doing impressions of the Swiss.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're putting everything back and they... Out had fallen my clicker. You know when you're doing like a presentation, you have a thing in your hand to move the slideshow on the TV?
And you're at the airport?
Well, because it's in my bag.
Yeah.
Because my bag is my work bag, so if I'm doing a training, I've got a clicker. It's been in my bag for years. And they pick it up and go, sorry, what's this? I said, it's a clicker. And they said, yes, it's a clicker which has a laser in the top of it. I said, yeah, because you press it when you're pointing at the screen. You want to stand back. You fire this laser. Anyway, they went off and suddenly huddled and wouldn't give me my bag back. And a group of them were talking. And the man came over to me and said, are you aware that this is illegal in Switzerland as of July 23? You have a class 2 laser.
Oh, my God. Are you joking? You've never had any trouble with the law before, have
no.
you?
And I said to him, do I look as if I would have anything second class? Which he did not find funny. So I said...
It's brilliant.
Just throw it away. I don't need it. It's not a problem. He said, no, we are going to have to phone the police. So I then sit on this chair in security.
Absolute Toblerone munching Jobsworths.
Oh, but the Toblerone over there is the original shape. It's not that new shape. Fun fact.
Oh, okay. Can we say that? Yeah, you can say it.
For the lawyers listening, Jordan said that, not me. And anyway, so these two armed police officers turn up.
What?
And genuinely, and they said, please follow me. And as we were walking down into the bowels of Geneva Airport, I genuinely thought, where are the cameras? Is this Jordan and Stu? Is this some sort of setup?
Were you flapping?
I really wanted to go to the loo. So I was a bit irritated. We go downstairs. They take my belt off me in case I do anything silly. They take my passport, everything off me, and put me in a cell. I have got a photograph of the
cell. Are you joking?
No.
How did I not? You were in a cell.
Yes, I sent a picture of me in the cell to the WhatsApp group that you did not read.
What the you were in a cell?
I was in a cell.
A prison cell.
In Geneva Airport for an hour and a half.
Did you miss your flight?
We'll come on to that.
What the? How do I not know? Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
This was my cell.
What were the showers like?
So they then bring in this piece of paper that says rights and obligations of the accused that I had to sign to say that I'm accused of carrying this.
Oh, my God, you couldn't write this.
No. And anyway, they said to me, we'll need to send some paperwork to somebody about you. Do you have a contact in Switzerland? I was like, no, I don't. I'm here for business. Anyway, the only people that I could contact, I mean, it's anyone's first phone call when they're in a cell, is to a finishing school. So I had to phone up the finishing school, who I'd only met the previous day.
What's the etiquette for getting arrested?
And say, hello, so I'm now in a cell. Would you mind if your Minister of the Interior sent you some paperwork? Anyway, so he was fine about it. It was very nice. And then they just locked me in this cell. Like the door, it was like being in 24 hours in police custody.
And you had your phone, though?
I did at that point, because I had to make the phone call to say, could I send the papers? Anyway, I really, really needed the loo, so I have to bang on this heavy armoured door to get their attention.
I can't believe this.
And I said, please, could I go to the lavatory? I actually did have to say toilet, because I knew they wouldn't understand lavatory. And they said, oh, yes, fine. So they lead me round the corner to an even worse cell that has a hole in the ground. And I was left in this room. As I'm doing my business, I notice... As I'm doing everything, I notice a previous incumbent has carved a swastika in the wall.
Oh, Jesus.
And this is the cell. I mean, 90 minutes ago, I was in the Four Seasons. Now I'm here. I go back. They then come to interrogate me. They ask me how much I earn, how much Mikey earns.
Liar!
What
is your occupation?
I had to say etiquette coach. That was a conversation.
Liar!
And then they said, this is my favourite question I got asked. Do I have to send any child support payments to anyone back in the UK? The answer's no for anyone.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I do not know what they think I was going to do with this laser. Take the plane hostage and do a PowerPoint.
Oh, imagine if you was a political prisoner. Oh, our numbers would be great, listening-wise.
I know. Assange, Snowden, Hansen.
Oh, it'd be great. We could do an OB, an outside broadcast from the prison in Switzerland. Me and Stu holding up placards.
Free William.
Free Willy.
Free Willy, yes.
Hashtag Free Willy. Can we get that going if you're listening right now? Hashtag Free Willy. Tag Switzerland in it. Does Switzerland as a country have a handle?
I don't know.
Carry on, sorry. This is fascinating. There's people listening right now. I can just imagine them howling. This is great.
So I am left in this cell. And I do actually at this point now have my phone. They actually gave me my phone back.
I was going to say, what did you do? Because you're not today.
Well, I wasn't. Mikey was texting me going, what do you want for dinner tonight? And I hadn't texted him. And I thought, well, I'm not going to let him know. But also, I wouldn't worry too much about dinner tonight.
How long all in all was you?
The whole experience was an hour and a half. And thank God I arrived at the airport with enough time.
So carry on. So
I had convinced myself I was not going to be making my flight. And they wouldn't tell BA because they were like, we don't know how long it's going to take. They did say I probably would miss my flight. And in the end, they brought in all these pieces of papers in French that I have signed. God knows what I have signed. I just did as I'm told. My laser pen is now in an evidence bag.
For a bloody laser pen?
Yes, that cost £20 on Amazon 9 years ago. They then sort of let me go, put my belt back on. And very sweetly, they were really lovely. They said, we will escort you to your gate. So I then had two policemen escorting me through Geneva Airport, through fast-track border control, through to gate C57.
To make your flight?
And I was going through the motions of trying to make them laugh and look happy in case anyone noticed, because I didn't want them to think I was in trouble.
Like what you see on those Ryanair flights, yeah, when they're drunk. And
I thought, oh, it's William, he's got police protection. I thought it's a one in the eye for Prince Harry. I get police protection, he doesn't, but never mind. And we get to the gate, but I haven't even started boarding, so that was fine.
Did you manage to go to Pret?
No.
Because I know you like to get a prep before.
No, no water. I hadn't had anything. I didn't have anything until I got to Heathrow.
That's horrific. All for a laser pen.
Well, it's a clicker that has a class 2 laser in it. I have learnt my lesson. I did not know. I will never do it again. Probably not going back to Switzerland because I'll probably have a criminal record now.
That's a bit of a joke.
As my brother says, if you're going to have a criminal record anywhere, make it Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glamorous.
Yeah, that's true.
But it now goes before a Swiss magistrate or something in a month's time, and I either have to pay a fine or they'll case close.
Don't pay that. You won't get blacklisted over here for that.
I don't mind about over here.
That is mental. I cannot believe that.
So top tip for anyone that does training or uses clickers, if it's a class 2 laser, it's just not worth it in your bag. I don't think it even counts in your hold luggage. I think it's still illegal.
I feel a bit sorry for you. How was your bunk mate?
No, I didn't even get one of them.
Oh, did you not?
No, I was hoping to be banged to rights. Didn't get anything.
God. That is, yeah.
Sitting on the aeroplane waiting to take off, suddenly there's this almighty engine noise and everyone starts looking out the left side window. And it's two fighter jets that were overhead. Generally, I sat there and I thought, they've come for me. This is escalated. They hadn't. I'm a free man. I'm here now.
I can't believe you got arrested.
But I'm now an etiquette expert, podcaster and dissident.
Do you have a criminal record?
Probably in a month's time. We'll keep you updated, Gene Deavis.
It won't show up on a CLB. Advanced CLB it might show up on.
Well, it's a bit called basic disclosure now.
What does that mean?
It's the same as CRB.
Well, we won't be able to go in any primary schools and stuff.
What, with my laser?
No, with your...
Well, it's fine. I don't really like children,
with
so...
With your criminal record?
Potential. Pending.
That's mad.
Mm.
So have you? Is it like a mugshot of you in Switzerland?
No, they didn't actually. They did my fingerprints. That was me in the cell, just waiting.
He's done a selfie in his cell.
And that was my police escort to the gate.
Did they take your fingerprints?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
My mother's maiden name, my father's name.
What's your mum called?
Sarah.
It's Sarah Elizabeth Monkjute Mountbatten Hanson Wallace Willoughby.
Close. So that was
I was so worried, Jordan. I was so worried when I heard, but I said to Brian, I said, Brian, darling, thank God it wasn't James, because I would be over there in a flash and I would be banging and kicking down that cell door myself. My James wouldn't cope, darling. He wouldn't.
I didn't, I mean, I deliberately was, other than the help I sexted my boss group, I did not tell anyone what was happening, because I want, like, Mike, I knew that Mikey would phone me immediately.
Did you not tell Mikey?
Well, not until I was out.
What did Mikey say?
He thought the whole thing was ridiculous.
I got banged up once, Wakefield, 1984, Friday night out, wait, lads, work Christmas do.
This is how, for new listeners, this is how Jordan used to sound at the start of Help I Sexted My Boss.
There was this lad from a rival bricklaying company, and they were giving us a bit of stick, and it started out as a bit of banter, and then it got a bit personal, George, so I nutted him. It weren't my proudest moment. Bouncer took me out, so I nutted him. Copper come, and I've been brung up proper, so I didn't nut the copper, and then we're in South at nights. Aye. But I said to William, I said, it'll be good for you. You know, this is what you need. He's lived a sheltered life, George, so it'll be good for him. Aye. But I were worried when he got home. I said, oh, my little flower pot, come here. And then we had really good sex that night. We played prisoners, and I were prison officer, and he were prisoner, and it was really good. It was banging, aye. Anyway, in other news,
yes,
we've got Campman merch coming.
Oh, fantastic.
If we say it, you'll see it on a t-shirt. So a lot of people have actually been messaging saying we've got Campman. You should be getting Campman merch. And we've got...
Well, they wanted it. And they didn't want us to do it. They wanted to buy it themselves.
We got sent some specs in the WhatsApp group. I did read that, and my only notes was...
Oh, you see, read the merchandise, not when your friend's locked up in a cell.
I'm not bothered about that. So my only notes for the Campman was, I think we need more spunk flying off his wrist.
Yes, that's a fun message to get on the WhatsApp group.
So yeah, I can't believe that.
Well, keep your eye on socials and our newsletter for Campman merch.
Now time for William's Etiquette Etymology of the Week, and this week it's how to have a sly wank in a cell. And you've no else to do, did you?
No, I did not!
Did you not think, I could be here all day?
Do you know, funnily enough, I didn't find the environment at all arousing.
No?
No.
You know, when sometimes you've got like an hour and a half for it, you think...
Yeah, but I didn't know how long I was going to be, did I? And I wouldn't have done that anyway.
Might as well have a wank. No?
No.
Okay. So much self grandkids, though. You once had a wank in a Swiss cell.
Well, I'm probably not going to have grandkids.
Well, yeah. You never know.
Something to tell someone else's grandchildren.
Yeah, there you go. Not when they're actual kids, because that's weird when they're grown up.
I think it's weird to tell them at any age, if I'm honest. Anyway, after the break, I'm going to tell you all about spaghetti and the origins of spaghetti. We've talked about this recently.
Oh.
And whether you do use a fork, whether you use your hands. So continuing that theme, I'll tell you more after these messages. You have actually, for the first time in about 4 years, finished Agent and Bonnet.
Play the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's William.
William.
The etiquette geek. His knowledge is quite unique. He'll give you manners.
Manners.
A subtle tweak. It's time for William's etiquette-imetiquette-imanology of the week.
Welcome back, Gene Tevis.
For those of you that are watching on YouTube, I had my hands in the air, but then got a whiff to my pits. Oh. I've had a long day.
Don't spoil things with your lower middle class humour.
My DMs are going to be popping over that thought. Do you want to sniff?
No, I don't want to sniff. I'd rather be back in the cell. You're so weird. I'm also slightly worried about how much alcohol you have drunk. Halfway through this episode.
It's gone straight to the head, that.
Okay. So we're talking spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. The name spaghetti derives from the Italian word spago, meaning string, and etti, meaning little, funnily enough.
Okay.
Little string. For this reason, spaghetti was spelt as spaghetti with an R in the middle of it for much of the 19th century. And spaghetti in the spelling that we know today only comes from sort of the 19th century onwards. Spaghetti was previously known, did you know, as mascheroni di Napoli.
Mascheroni.
Which was Naples macaroni.
Oh, okay.
Basically. Anyway, for a lot of its history, spaghetti was eaten with the hands.
Really?
So I think based off a comment that you made at some point. And, oh, and we had that dating dilemma where he was eating spaghetti with his hands. So it's very pre-19th century behaviour, but of course we're not in the 19th century. So basically you grabbed the portion and held it aloft and lowered it into your open mouth. And apparently it's obviously still popular in places like Burnley and wherever that correspondent was from. Up until as late as the 19th century, tourists came to Naples to gawk at locals eating spaghetti.
Gawk?
Yes, and various mayors tried to ban the sale of postcards showing this because they thought it was going to give the area a bad name. So the fork came in. That's basically what changed. And actually, to cut a long story medium length, at the time, forks were only three prongs.
They are now, aren't they?
No, they're four.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because of spaghetti that fourth tine was put on a fork. Because you can't really eat it with three tines. You have to have a four-tine fork. And that's why we get the shape and design of forks that we know today.
Okay. So the etiquette is don't eat spaghetti with your hands.
No, correctly
can
today.
Can you chop it up?
No, no, in Italy they don't like you cutting pasta in any
they
form.
They don't like you doing bloody... What's up with me? I sound like, yeah.
I'm sitting here on GB News all of a sudden, isn't it?
I can't wait to go. And I'd say Italian food's up there with...
And do you know where you need to go for a good Italian
curry,
food?
Greek, Italian, Italy.
Yes.
But you can't cut it up?
No. And you don't use a spoon either. That's complete rubbish.
No, I wouldn't use a spoon.
You just use a fork in your dominant hand upturned and you twiddle it against the side of the plate.
Mm. Yeah, I can't wait to go to Italy one day. Have you seen...
Have you been?
No.
We should do that.
Yeah. Hello, Amazon Music. I'd love to go. Have you seen Stanley Tucci's?
I haven't. Show. I mean, I've heard all about
it's
it.
So good, and the guy is he's so passionate about Italy, and he's great. And he speaks in American to Cameron. And
Alex Polizzi, our close personal
friend. She's Italian.
She's Polizzi.
Oh,
did a whole series on it. I can't find. I never watched it at the time, and I really want to watch it. But she did a whole Alex Polizzi's Italy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, you've just reminded me.
No, not another pet's died.
No, oh God, no, no.
No?
His ashes arrived today.
Right.
At the time of recording. I'll show you. He's on fireplace now.
That's a good place for ashes.
Wendy put a little, Frank's come home, and his little ashes.
Oh.
Sweet, isn't it? Sorry to bring the tone down. Yeah.
And where are they going to scatter the ashes? Or are they interring them?
I think they're keeping them there.
Right.
That was him when he was a puppy.
Oh,
yeah. What? Yeah,
that was when he was a corpse.
No, they've not got him stuffed.
Oh. They could have had him stuffed.
Anyway, He's always in our hearts.
Indeed.
Okay. Shall we go to the listener's problem? Oh, she did say my mum, because I sent her the clip last week. I was like, we're right to play this out. And she was like, yeah, it's fine. We'll laugh about it now. But she was thinking of taking Frank round to Bill and Michelle's because they've got a big chest freezer. But Bill had just bought a load of steaks and didn't want the dead dog in.
Well, you don't know. Don't want to put the wrong thing on the barbecue, do you?
No, and Michelle rightly said, we didn't want the dead dog in with the new steaks.
No.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But my mum were like, oh, we're going to like camp out next to the freezer for a couple of nights to be with him.
Bless.
I know. Sweet.
Buy your mum a chest freezer. Just in case anything else, you know, anything happens to your dad or...
She could put him in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. He's on leave at the moment.
No. So they've always, she might put him in there alive.
They've always had this thing, right? Because my mum always says, distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Well, I think a lot of people say that, yes.
So he'll come home, first 2-3 weeks is great. Mm. And then by the fourth week, she'll follow me into a room and go, he's doing my fucking head in. If he don't go back to work soon, I swear to God, I'm going to bloody strangle him, Jordan. And I'll do 15 years. So it's less in Spain. They're a lot lenient. I'll do it. I swear to God, I will.
Bless.
Anyway, listeners' problems. And
do you want to do your scripty bits?
Okay, now it's time for your questions and dilemmas. Remember, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you got in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexwithmyboss.com. You can DM us, we're @sexwithmyboss on socials, or you can write to William, who, in the fullness of time, promises a handwritten reply on one of our luxury greeting cards.
Mm.
We've got cards now.
Death been cards for about 2 years.
Are you joking?
You've read that for 2 years.
Have we got cards? Yeah. Not letters?
Yeah.
Do we send cards now?
We don't do anything. I...
Some of us have jobs outside of this.
Some of us have brushes with the law.
What are the cards like?
They're the Chris Lloyd cards.
Oh, yeah. With executive seal envelopes, addressed on the website sexwithmyboss.com. Listeners' problems and dilemmas, please. I'm not drinking. Again.
Dear William Jordan, AV Adam, Chairman Emeritus Stewart and the rest.
Oh, fair.
Hello, the rest. I got out of a 5-year relationship just over a year ago, and after a much-needed break from dating, I have started seeing someone. We've been dating for a few months now, and I've decided to make it official. I really like her, however, she keeps bringing up the photos I have of my ex on my Instagram. For context, my ex and I had an amicable breakup, and I see no need to delete those Instagram posts, as they're part of my story. Am I being silly in refusing to delete them? Should I be concerned about these insecurities? How do I tackle this awkward issue? Yours sincerely, Anonymous.
I think this is a great question, and we should use this as an example next time we get interviewed.
Yes.
Remember that. This is the best question we've had this year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. I think this, and I don't know where I am on it. I think this is a poll on Insta.
I would say I would worry about the present rather than the past. Mm.
It's easier said than done.
Because if you don't worry about, if you start worrying about the past in front of the present may also be the past.
Wow. Okay. And there's many people listening right now, and I think they'll agree with me. Yes, we'd all like to take that high ground, but deep down, we're all jealous bitches. And we are. And I genuinely don't know where I am on this. I really don't. Yeah, actually. You can't ask someone to...
I believe on Instagram there is an archive feature. So you're not deleting, you are just putting, you're hiding them, but you can still see the likes and the comments and you can go back and should you split up with your current person, you can go back and sort of unarchive, although I still think that's a bit weird.
Instagram's if... My only argument is when you move in with someone, you won't want pictures of...
Of their
the
ex
in the living
and Instagram
room.
Is like a modern version of a photo gallery.
And you wouldn't want like, am I being weird? You wouldn't want like bits of their items in the house, would
no, you?
You
absolutely wouldn't.
Would you?
No.
So Instagram, but then it's weird to go back and delete everything. I'm really
archive.
On the fence with it. I'm really, because it is weird to go back and delete everything. Like they never existed. That was 5 years, a big part of your life.
Yes.
Yeah. You wouldn't go back and delete.
I'd archive. Yeah, I would absolutely prioritise the present.
Let's do a poll on that. That's a good one, because I don't...
Well, and also, obviously, I don't have any exes, but if G and Divas have any of their own sort of stories and ways that they have resolved it or anecdotes, get in touch with it for a weekend release.
Okay, good one.
This is from Beth from Milton Keynes. Dear William Jordan and team, I have a problem with my neighbour who lives opposite to us. You see, they still have their Christmas decorations up.
For God's sake.
We see them every day and it is quite an eyesore as they have stickers and decoration in the window which are bright red. We aren't close with them, so I don't feel comfortable popping over to point out that their decorations are still out after 2 months. What would you do in this situation? Many thanks, Beth from Milton Keynes.
Send a really nice note. And then if they don't reply, send a really shitty note.
Okay.
Written in blood.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
No, just send a note saying, hey, from your neighbours, I seen this on TikTok. And it's like, we do, like, make a joke about it. Be like, we don't want to be those neighbours, but is there any chance we can take your Christmas decorations down? It'd just be nice. If you need a hand, we're more than happy to help out. Lots of love, your neighbours. Then if they don't, just put, take your decorations down, you scruffy gets.
I'm going to say something very different.
Go on.
It's their house, they can do what they like.
Oh, so if your neighbours still had the Christmas decorations, yeah,
I would absolutely slag them off to left, right and centre, but it's their house.
Did I tell you about my neighbour? I'm like, now I'm not working.
That neighbour?
No. There's on our street.
Yeah.
I'm on dog shit watch, honestly.
Oh, yes, because your street lets the area down, doesn't it? That's what you said, because the council don't send the lorries down.
No, I've told you, Anna, there's dog poo on there, and I've whittled it down to two people, so my curtains are constantly twitching.
You really are becoming a mother.
I really am, and I really need to get back into work.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, it's coming.
But I've got two suspects. I've got, like, a board up in one of my rooms, and it's like... You know, like the bill where they got drawing pins and a piece of string connected. I've got two suspects. As soon as I catch them.
Can we talk about what you told me when I came around at New Year? That your upstairs neighbour, having slagged him off about being a randy bastard, actually listens to this podcast.
It wasn't my upstairs neighbour. No.
Who was it?
No. That you're getting them mixed up. It was the one. So the one, there was one next door. They've moved out now.
Oh, okay.
But the two lads that live upstairs, like they're the ones that I want to be friends with because they're young and cool. Did I tell you, he brought a parcel round the other week.
Did he?
Yeah. And it was like 9:30 at night. Obviously, they were probably just about to go out. I was getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
And he went, oh, he passed there. I went, oh, hiya, you all right? And I went, do you want to see me dartboard? like a toddler with a new toy. And he went, yeah, sure. So then I thought it was a bit weird. I've took this young lad all the way downstairs. Into
and
me
when you say young?
25. All the way downstairs. And at 9:30... at night, I'm in my slippers playing darts with a stranger in my spare room. I thought, it's a bit weird, this. But he's a good lad.
Which spare room?
Shut up. The one on... Anyway, have you seen my dartboard yet?
No, I haven't been round. You need to get us round for darts.
Oh, you and Mikey come round for darts. I want best dart player this side of Wakefield, Jord. Oh, cracking thorough for all I were. But no, they were the neighbours next door. They moved out.
Oh. And did they listen?
No, they didn't listen.
Oh, okay. But the way the story was told to me, it made it sound as if they were all the same people.
No, she was loud.
Okay. Well, it's good to know.
Sound like she were on log flume at Blackpool Pleasure Beach, honestly.
Woo!
Jesus.
Beth from Milton Keynes, to go back to, just to summarise what we said, Jordan says write a letter, I say tough. I could sort of combine both of our opinions and you could send them a Christmas card and sort of slightly passive-aggressively in the middle of March. Happy Christmas.
That's a good shout.
And hope they get the message.
What else have we got?
This is from Mark from Cheddar. Hi, boys.
What? Oh, we used to go Cheddar Gorge.
Cheddar Gorge, Wookie Hole.
Yeah, it's a cave, isn't it?
Yes, the Wookie Hole Witch.
When we lived in Tidworth.
Where's Tidworth? Somerset.
Wiltshire, Hampshire.
Wiltshire, yeah.
Yeah, Wiltshire.
Yes.
Is it? Yeah, we used to go Cheddar Gorge. Yeah,
Cave-in. Yes.
Oh, it was called Witch's Fingers. No, that were in Burnley. Anyway.
There is a witch at Wookie Hole.
Yeah, it might have been there.
Yeah.
Oh, Cheddar. Is that where the cheese comes from?
Yes.
Is it?
You know Wensleydale?
Yeah.
Up north? That's where that cheese comes
from. Oh, right.
Mm.
Oh, where's Dairy Lee?
I was processing that joke in my head and you got there first. It's just slightly weird.
Is there an actual place called Red Leicester?
Well, there's a place called Leicester.
Yeah, God, is that where it's from?
And I think it voted Labour.
Is that where it? Is that where it's from? Leicester.
Yes.
Get away. Mozzarella.
No. I was at school with her.
Give us another cheese. Oh,
Roquefort. Caerphilly.
Caerphilly. Oh, it's
I think Gouda's a place in the Netherlands, I think.
Get away.
Yeah.
What about Emmental? Oh.
Emmental.
Emmental. Where's that?
In the Netherlands.
Is it?
I believe. Can we just Google that?
Isn't there a Lancashire cheese as well?
Yes, Lancashire cheese.
What's another famous cheese? Where's what's the really smelly one?
Stinking Bishop.
Is that a place?
That is named after Justin Welby. It's not. He doesn't smell. He smells lovely. The last time I pressed my nose up against the Archbishop of Canterbury, he was lovely. This will all be cut. Hi, boys.
Staying in. Carry on.
Hi, boys. My girlfriend and I were visiting my mum with our baby boy a couple of weeks ago. My mum lives in a tiny house, so when we stay over, we sleep on a sofa bed in the lounge. As you can imagine, sofa beds are very noisy, and we never did anything sexually at my mum's house. A few days passed, and my frustration was getting the better of me, so I decided I would go to find the dirty laundry basket. When I got there, I found my girlfriend's underwear. I took a big sniff and started rubbing my face into the crotch.
Hear me out. A lad I used to play five-a-side told me he did this once when his missus was away. So it's not the first time I've heard it.
But whilst I was getting into it, the door opened and I saw my girlfriend just standing and staring at me.
Oh, God.
She asked what I was doing, so I explained I was feeling horny, so I was sniffing her pants. Oh, my God! She paused for a moment and then proceeded to tell me that they were not her pants, they were her mother's.
Oh! Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
How do I recover from this? Mark from Cheddar.
Well, Mark from Cheddar, it sounds like you didn't...
Finish.
Finish to that smell. So it could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Yeah, shit. That's pretty bad.
Poor Mark.
Mark, it's...
Well, I think you've learned a lesson, hopefully, Mark.
Yeah, my advice to that is just I'd keep that between you and your girlfriend and your favourite podcast.
Yeah.
What would you do? How would you recover from that?
I just don't think I would. I'd probably want to crawl into the nearest Wookiee hole and die. Probably.
Okay. Yeah.
This final one is from Kira. Hello, Jordan, William, Ben and Stuart. I'm sorry to hear the news about Frank. It made me want to write in with something of a similar nature that I could use your advice on, please.
Oh, okay. I don't know a lot of people have met. I genuinely don't know how long it'd take to defrost a dog. Would your trays work?
Mm.
We could have sent one of them out.
Done in half the time.
Yeah.
So many people have been getting those trays. Charlene on Instagram messaged the other day to say that she had got one. We've started a craze. I have started a craze.
I genuinely think we should just put this out there. If your dog or pet dies, probably not best to put them in the freezer.
I don't think it's advisable.
No. Anyway.
Remember when my brother killed my Tamagotchi in year three and I buried it in the garden? I was very cross. This is from Kira.
Oh, sorry.
Now listen, we'll put you in the freezer,
oh,
Roger.
Oh, bless him. We've not mentioned that Chairman Emeritus Stewart's dog, Roger, is here. He's taken over from Diego. You bastards! You two-timing bastards! I'm the sexted dog! But Roger's here, Stewart's dog.
Roger's already come in a harness. Look
and
at
he's lovely. Roger's from Manchester. You all right? You all right?
Well, I think Roger's a little bit camper than that.
If that Diego's got any beef, I'll knock him out. Clean out me. Chat shit, get bangs, you know what I mean? All right, Roger, we will. So Roger's here. You bastard! Honestly, you're all dead to me, you bastard! I'm going to knock him out if he carries on. I'm telling you now, I'll spark him clean out, lads. Bastards! It's bad enough. My mum and dad have gone away and pissed off across half the world. And you've left me here and now I'm not even the sexted dog. Oh, shut up, Diego. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay. Should we get on to Kira's letter and then we can all go home? My auntie...
Oh, God, I need to get back into work.
My auntie was on a walk in the meadows near her house when she came across a deceased owl. My auntie thought it was a rare and beautiful bird and didn't want to leave it there, so she carried it back to her house to have it taxidermied. My cousin came home from a night out and went to look for a late night snack in the freezer and pulled out what he thought was a wrapped up joint of meat, only to discover it was actually a frozen owl.
Jesus.
Fast forward five...
Is it bird's eye?
Fast forward 5 years and the owl is still in her freezer and has become a family joke that we discuss every time we get together. On a recent meetup, we decided to Google how long you can preserve a frozen owl for taxidermy before it goes bad, and the results said 4 hours.
Jesus, she's had a frozen owl in a freezer for 5 years.
Everyone's got a mad aunt. Even after discovering this information, my auntie still won't get rid of the owl. So my question is, how do we convince her to get rid of the freezer-burnt owl? Should we just make our peace with it and let it continue being a long-running joke and a weird topic of conversation at many family functions? Thanks, Kira.
We've all got a mad aunt, right? But I think there's something a bit deeper here.
Mm.
It's keeping a frozen owl in your freezer.
Mm.
There's a lot maybe going on there, so... But she definitely needs to get rid of the owl.
I think you need to get rid of it for her.
Yeah.
In the interest of food hygiene, just take it out, chuck it, take it to the tip or something.
Mm-hmm. I think there's someone here that's a bit of an owl.
Bit of an owl?
Yeah.
In what way?
Someone here is a bit of an owl.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
No, there's some... I just can feel it. Someone here...
I know what you want me to say. You want me to say... Okay, sorry. Let's go along with it. Who...
So I don't know what my advice would be there.
What's the joke?
Who?
But it's twit to who?
Who?
Who? Yeah, but owls go twit to who?
It's a shit joke. I really need to get back into work.
Who's your mad aunt?
Who's my normal aunt?
Okay.
Would be the question. Yeah. Auntie Mags is quite... Have you met me, Auntie Mags?
Probably.
No, she's dying to meet you.
I thought you were about to say she's dying.
No. Have you not met me, Auntie Max?
I can't remember.
Have you not met her?
Is she one of the 48 people on your guest list for the Manchester tour?
Yeah, she is coming.
Oh, great. Yeah, well, I'll meet her in May.
You've met our Paul. That's his
mum. Right. Yeah,
Mags, Margaret.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely Paul.
Yeah.
I've got Mad Aunt Mandy, who you have met.
Oh, I've got a cousin, Mandy.
Yes, I know. Mandy, who thinks that she drowned on the Titanic in a previous life and can't listen to Celine Dion, which I have told her is completely unrelated to the Titanic sinking.
Yeah, but don't forget your husband also thought he was on the Titanic in a past
life.
No.
He thought he was Anne Boleyn.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why he can't go near rattan furniture.
Okay. Kira, you need to get this owl, get the owl out of the freezer. Where would you put a dead owl? Could you bin it?
Well, the tip, really. You compost?
You can't take a dead owl to tip. Have you seen that? How fussy they are in tips now? Have you been to tip recently?
Yes, I have, actually.
It's like, that goes there, that goes there. What would you do with a dead owl?
Landfill. Or you just put it in the middle of a lawn at night and let nature take its course.
Mm-hmm.
That could potentially happen.
Right.
Don't send it in, whatever you do.
We're not signing on a dead owl. Thank you for your questions and dilemmas.
Thank you, Gene Divas. We'll see you on Friday.
See you Friday.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.